but yet all the information is there for people to absorb very easily. Mm-hmm. And so this is the decision that's been made here, to scroll that website all the way down into last year. Mm-hmm. So all the information that Dennis and Darren have put up there is available for everyone to see, as that possibility could come into place that they shut us all down.
Well, one last thing, Chris, and I'll be done. Do you know if they have, do you know of any specific plan here in the state of Oklahoma? I live less than 1 hour from Fort Sill. Do you know where Fort Sill is?
Not to a certain degree, no.
Well, it's about an hour and a half, maybe a couple hours southwest of Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you had any information on anything that might be going on here in the state or might be part of some plan in the future. Of course, this event happened on Saturday, and it's kind of disconcerting, to say the least.
Well, actually, I don't, but there's no telling what could be going on in these installations. Mm-hmm. And what kind of preparations are being made, and what happened to the population of New Orleans and Louisiana? What happened to that population? Where did they go?
Yeah, well, from what I understand, a lot of them went to different states. Some of them wound up in Washington. Some of them wound up in Oregon. You know, some of them are up at Camp Gruber in the northeast part of the state.
They could have gotten some kind of disease down there, and mm-hmm. it could be spreading throughout the states right now.
That's
which
true.
Will give the federal government the opportunity to require vaccinations under the State Model Emergency Health Powers Act, mm-hmm. which mandates vaccinations. The governor mandates vaccinations in their states, and so we could be spreading a disease right now. Whether it's promulgated or real, we will get to the bottom of that. It's just the requirements for vaccinations before you can go public, go to a restaurant, go buy food. Mm-hmm. You have to have your vaccination certificates up to date before you can buy, and that could be very, very soon.
Well, you know, they had the camp down there by Turner Falls, Falls Creek, which is, that's down by Turner Falls, just outside of Davis,
mm-hmm.
in the southeastern part of the state. They had that all opened up, all the churches did, and FEMA was down there, and they had the highway patrol, and, I mean, they had virtually a small city there, and they had that all set up for the evacuees from New Orleans. And they never came. And I guess they just, the governor, I guess a couple of weeks ago, announced that it was going to close down and go back to regular status. But I know there's a few of them still up at Camp Gruber up in the northeastern part of the state.
Well, so, we just don't know where most of these people went, mm-hmm. as it's been promoted that a million people were evacuated from that area during Katrina.
Right.
And who knows how many have returned, and what have they returned to?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know.
All right, Chris, well, I appreciate you taking my call, and you take care.
Okay, Lynn, thank you for your call, and thank you for your concern. We should all be concerned right now, listeners. Very, very concerned. We shouldn't jump the gun, but the opportunity for a police state and martial law, absolutely. It's been planned for long ago, in my thoughts, as the MJTF has worked together to create this. House-to-house searches, you better believe it. It was planned for long ago. We'll be back.
Healthcare, they implemented the model. Oh, there it is.
Okay, stay with us. We'll continue on the other side with Bob. And